It's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. I thought that instead of just playing a number of post-war records at random, we'd try and find some little theme this week. And what I did was I went to the Red Saunders Research Foundation. There's a spot online, features all sorts of great information about vintage Chicago blues and the record labels there. And I thought maybe it would be interesting to profile a year at one of the labels, VJ or Chess. So I called up the Chess label, and it became apparent real quickly that I wasn't going to be able to do a whole year in an hour. But what did occur to me in looking at the listings was that the month of January 1953 would make an interesting profile. There were, let's see, six different artists that recorded during this month, January 1st to 31st, and they were, in order as they recorded, Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Gus Jenkins, Honey Boy Edwards, Elmore James, and female vocalist Edna McRaney. And that's what we're going to do this hour, listening to as many of the records that I have in my collection to send in your direction. There are no exact dates given for Little Walter, Muddy, for the first half of the month, but they list them in order by the way they were issued on record, the serial numbers on the records. So Little Walter was up first, and there were three sides attempted here. We had Fast Boogie, Don't Need No Horse, and a tune called Drifting. Let's give them all a listen. Thank you.
Drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. Got nobody, baby. I haven't got no friend.
Set there. His entire session, three sides, it was Little Walter, harmonica, vocal when heard, and the Aces, the Myers brothers, were both on guitars there, Fred Below on drums. Apparently the discography lists Big Crawford there on the bass. That's the first session in January 1953 over at the Chess Studios. Here is the second recording session listed. It's by Muddy Waters. Again, no specific date that I found at the Red Saunders research listings. There were four sides: Flood, My Life is Ruined, She's All Right, and Sad, Sad Day. And we have Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Elgin Evans on the drums, and Big Walter on harmonica.
So cloudy, I believe it's gonna rain. So cloudy, I believe it's going to rain. I don't believe my woman love me. She in love with another man. Go look at the weather. I believe it's going to be a flood. Look out at the weather. I believe it's going to be over. I believe my baby gonna quit me, because I can feel it all in my blood. Stop and listen. Don't you hear how the thunder roars? Oh, stop and listen. Don't you hear how the thunder roars? I'm so blue and lonesome. Don't you hear how the wind is blowing? Come and go with me. a place on a where we long.
Thank you. she put me down. Oh, sad, sad day since my baby she put me down. You know I'm gonna dust my broom. If you don't stop that running around.
There's a complete session by Muddy Waters. We had four sides, Flood, My Life is Ruined. I don't know if I've ever played that before. She's All Right, which is one of my favorites, and then Sad, Sad Day, four sides of the session. Muddy on guitar and vocal, Jimmy Rogers a second guitar, Big Walter Horton on harmonica, and Elgin Evans, or Elga Edmonds, if you want his real name, but all of the guys knew him as Elgin or Elgy, Elgin Evans on the drums. By the way, I was looking through the discography, not the Research Center listings, and it turns out of the six sessions we have here, four of them were held on the 9th of January. So Muddy, Walter, the ones we're about to listen to, Gus Jenkins and Honey Boy Edwards, were all done on the same day. A later session by Elmore James and his band was done on the 17th of January. And if you're just now joining us, that's what we're doing. We're examining the month of January 1953 over at the Chess Studios, playing as many of the records that I have in my collection that were recorded on that day. There's a session now coming up by Gus Jenkins on piano and vocal. Willie Nix is here on drums. Big Walter Horton on harmonica. There were three sides attempted on this day. Cold Love, Mean and Evil, and Eight Ball Blues. Of the three, only one was issued, if I'm not mistaken. Eight Ball Blues is the one we'll listen to. Mean and Evil, as far as I know, the master does not exist. Now, there is Gus Jenkins and Cold Love available, but that was recorded, I believe, either later in the month or a couple of months later. He went and recorded that same tune for the Specialty label. So the Chess version of that, I was not able to find a version either in my collection or on YouTube. Leaves us with one side done January 9th, 1953, Gus Jenkins and Eight Ball.
She got something to make a palace squall. Oh, baby, she got something to make a palace squall. If you want to know what it is, if you want to know what I mean, stay behind that eight ball.
Oh,
about your meter man. If you want to know what it is, stay behind that eight ball. That's all right. That's all right. Baby, let it be the talk. Oh, baby, all right. Yeah, let the people talk.
They sure knew how to put the reverb on that harp, didn't they? Big Walter on harmonica, Gus Jenkins on piano, Willie Nix on the drums. One side out of the three, eight ball. The other, again, the other sides were Mean and Evil and Cold Love. Also recorded on the same date, and I believe that it's Willie Nix on the drums, but this time they're backing guitarist Honey Boy Edwards. Honey Boy attempted four different sides on this date. He did Drop Down Mama and Sweet Home Chicago, which still exist, and then a pair of sides that I don't think I've ever seen and don't know that the recordings still exist. He also did a version of Santa Fe and a thing called Frisco Line. There were four sides. Only two of them were ever issued. It's Honey Boy Edwards on guitar and vocal.
Thank you. Well, drop down, mama, let your daddy see. You got some darling, really now. Worrying me, crying, mama, don't lie me though. Lay out all night long. You know I'm a minor here and I may be treated wrong. Well, I'ma get up in the morning, you know, later soon. Some tomcat can now take my room. You know you used to lie me though. Lay out all night long. You know my money and I may be treated wrong.
It's Honey Boy Edwards, 9th of January, 1953, in the Chess Studios. It was Honey Boy, guitar and vocal, Gus Jenkins on piano, and Willie Nix on the drums. There were four sides attempted. The ones we heard, the successful ones, of course, Sweet Home Chicago, and then Drop Down Mama, also two sides that were never issued and aren't known to exist. We have Santa Fe and Frisco Line. Once again, if you're just now joining us, we're listening to sides that were done during the month of January 1953 here in Chicago at the Chess Studios. So far, we've listened to sessions by Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Gus Jenkins, Honey Boy Edwards. Those were all done on the 9th of January. Later in the month, the 17th of January, we have Elmore James and his band here. It was Elmore on guitar and vocal, J.T. Brown on sax, Little Johnny Jones piano, Ransom Nolan bass, and Odie Payne on the drums, a classic Elmore James band. They did five sides on this date, and they were all issued. There's the Tool Bag Boogie, which is also known by the title Country Boogie. They're the same tune. Then My Best Friend. We also heard I See My Baby. Then She Just Won't Do Right, which I think is a version of Dust My Broom. And then we had, to wrap it up, Who's Muddy Shoes? Five sides by Muddy Waters, January 9th, 1953.
Thank you. in love with my best friend. Yes, I once did love a woman. She's in love with my best friend. Left me, quit me all for another. this time I'm gone for good. Now tell me who, baby, whose almighty shoes I see. There's none at the head of my bed, darling. Why my shoes ought to be. My baby and I got along just fine until she went wrong. I woke up in the morning, she had left from home. Tell me who, baby, whose almighty shoes I see. And her teeth shine just like pearl. She wake up in the morning, she jump just like a squirrel. Tell me who, baby, whose almighty shoes I see. Stay at home, but now she's gone and left me. She left me all alone. Tell me who, baby, who almighty shoes I see.
And there's the entire session from Elmore James and his band. There were five sides in all. So not cut on January 9th, but cut on January 17th. We listened to Toolbag Boogie, also known as Country Boogie. Then My Best Friend, I See My Baby, She Just Won't Do Right. And then Whose Muddy Shoes? The band was Elmore on guitar and vocal, J.T. Brown on sax, Johnny Jones piano, Ransom Nolan on bass, and Odie Payne on the drums. Here's the last one I have from January of 1953. There's no specific date assigned to this. This is one of two recordings. She did an answer to I Don't Know called Yes, I Know, and the flip side was a boogie thing called Edna's Boogie. Let's listen to Edna McReaney.
Let's do the boogie woogie and rock the joint all night long. Just do the boogie woogie and rock the joint all night long. If you can't boogie woogie, clap your hands and carry on. Just do the boogie woogie and rock your way. upstairs, boogie real slow. We'll go outdoors and we'll do it some more. Do the boogie woogie, rock the joint all night long. If you can't boogie woogie, clap your hands and carry on. Boogie in the hall, but boogie on the ball. If you can't boogie woogie, come and tell me about it all. Do the boogie woogie, rock the joint all night long. If you can't boogie woogie, clap your hands and carry on. The hall, but boogie on the ball. If you can boogie woogie, come and tell me about it all. Do the boogie woogie, rock the joint all night long. If you can boogie woogie, clap your hands and carry on.
There's Edna McReaney and Edna's Boogie. It was done in January 1953, but I don't have a specific date for that particular record. Also, there were a couple of what I assume were white bands. They were still doing some interesting stuff just locally. Buddy Moreno and Tony Nicholas also made recording sessions for the Chess Brothers during the month of January, the year 1953. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Sort of interesting to sit down and see if I have the records, see what they are all listed. Get the list together and then see if I find the records in the collection. And we'll do that some other time for another date and another label, maybe something over at VJ. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number 5, including our soul breakfast. So please stick around. Thank you.